Hebrew has many words for prayer. There's a Rashi at the beginning of Parashas Va'eschanan that tells us there are 10, or according to another version, even 13 different words to describe prayer. And they're not synonyms, because each one is their own mode, is their own method, is their own design, their own style. There's a wonderful book called Sha'arim B'Tfilah that goes through every single one of them, explaining how they're different. But the one we're discussing right now, in time for tefillah, is the word palal, tefillah, lehis palal. What does it mean? The Radak in the Sefer HaShirashim, where he's discussing the root pei lamed lamed, says the root for prayer, his palal, comes from the root palal, to judge. Because when we pray, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to judge us with mercy. We ask him not to pay attention to the things that we do wrong. Perhaps strict justice would demand that we be ignored because of what we might have done wrong in the past. But no. In his mercy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't recall them at all. The word Vayipalel, enter into judgment. Vayispalel, says of Shimshon Fol Hirsch, means to enter into self-judgment. Therefore, the act of prayer isn't as much Hashem judging us, but lehis palel means we're actually judging ourselves. So if Shimshon Fol Hirsch explains, therefore prayer denotes a step out of active life so as to gain a true judgment about oneself. It's an attempt to gain true knowledge about one's ego, about their relationship to God and the world, and of the relationship that God and the world have to oneself. It strives to infuse the mind and heart with the power of such judgment, in such a manner to direct the mind and heart to have an active life that is purified, strengthened, and made more sublime. The process of arousing such self-judgment is called tefillah. In the vernacular, we speak of this as prayer, but the vernacular world is an incomplete expression of the concept. The word prayer in English denotes asking for something, but the asking is only one minor aspect of tefillah. The purpose of tefillah is therefore not just to get our prayers answered. It's actually to create a connection. And not just to create a connection with Hashem, because let's face it, healthy relationships live or die on successful communication. But Rav Hirsch is telling us, it's about creating a relationship with ourselves. In fact, he tells us, the word palal comes through, is etymologically related to the word balal, which means to mix, or to bring a fresh element into a mass, incorporating this element into all parts of the mass and forming a new material out of it. This is what we're meant to do. This is the concept of what a judge needs to do. We'll see in the coming days exactly how this works. But for now, to realize that fixed prayer, 3 times a day, with regularity and consistency, is about self-judgment rather than just about asking for things. And with that reframe, that gives us a huge context within which we can put our tefillahs.